Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 a.m. just outside Seattle in the United States. This is the second hour. During the first hour of today's show, we had the wonderful Richard Kahn of Beyond Words Publishing in the Portland, Oregon area. Just a fascinating interview. He had so many interesting things to say about authors and writers. I will definitely having Richard back on the program again. For those who are just tuning in, this show focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to raise human consciousness to make this world a better place to live, and I know with everyone's help, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. I wanted to bring on our good friend now, Dr. Lewis Turry. Are you there, Dr. Turry?
I am here, Ted. One more time, thank you for having me on your show, my friend.
Wonderful, wonderful. Before we begin, I'd just like to make a quick announcement that I was taped for the Spud Goodman Show, a radio show. It's aired in the New York City, New Jersey area, Tampa, Florida, Detroit, Michigan, and Los Angeles, and several other major cities. I have been in touch with Professor Albert Einstein and President Kennedy on the other side, and I gave messages from both of those wonderful gentlemen on his show, which are being aired now throughout the country. For more information, please go to the Spud Goodman Show website at www.spudgoodmanshow.com, and you can get more information. And with that, I'd like to go to my friend Dr. Turry. How are you today, sir?
Doing good. Trying to catch up with all the writing, radio, and all the stuff that I do for my VIPs and the public. So kind of busy, like always, which is good, I guess. Just for your information, I don't know if you watch my video on YouTube,
yes,
but I did, sadly enough, predict the Oklahoma tornado, the earthquake, 7.2 earthquake in Guinea, and the two volcanic eruptions that we have had not long ago. And as you know me, my work is dated, printed, published, well documented.
Right.
And, of course, on the radio, which is something I'm going to do today by giving you some dates.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're one of the most accurate astrologers that I know of, Dr. Turry. And the last time, I'm sorry it's been such a – you were on, I think, on my show last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry it's been such a long time, but a good friend of mine suggested that I contact you to bring you on again, because it's been a year, and I know you always have so many interesting things to say. Now, with the recent earthquake in Nepal, you saw that beforehand.
Yeah, well, you have to realize, Ted, it cannot confuse me with psychics.
I see.
Know that psychics don't have power. Don't get me wrong. Okay?
Right.
My mom always says, you're more psychic than what you would believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I use this software, and this software allows me to pinpoint the cosmic wind and exactly give the date of very large earthquakes, tornadoes, volcanic eruption. And of course, to the people who do not know me, they would say that is impossible, earthquakes happen all the time. No. The window that I give are very specific. There are four earthquakes above 6.0. And I just did it again with the New Guinea earthquake. But, you know, what I'm trying to explain is that the software that I use allows me to depict the most incredible and intensifying energy that produces the news,
mm-hmm.
knowing also that the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thoughts,
mm-hmm.
The human thought plays a very important part of news development, of what's happening in the world, but it's mostly induced by what you call the dragon. Now, as soon as you mention the word dragon, people freak out. The dragon that I'm referring at is the constellation of Draco. The current dragon that has been cursing the world is the Aryan Draconis. This is why a year and a half ago, when I put my predictions to the world, I called it Hitler Spirit Reborn.
Hmm.
And since then, the word Hitler has been popping up in the news nonstop. Mm. And I was the first one to mention the word Hitler. Mm. In fact, if you Google Dr. Thierry Hitler, or just go to my website, drthierry.com, you can read the damage that this Aryan Draconis, controlled by Mars, the lord of war in Greek mythology, mm-hmm. Stimulate ISIS to burn people alive, and to throw gays out of the high buildings, and to cut their head off. It is something that I foresaw well before those news came to CNN. But again, it is, you got to be a VIP, or you've got to be familiar with my work to make the difference between my work, which is very well documented, and Mrs. Cleo, which is a Neptunian, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Now, in reference to this nasty dragon, he will curse the world until October. Now, this does not mean, of course, that everything is going to be beautiful in the Middle East, because this dragon is about to end, the new dragon, after October. It's called the Neptunius Religius Draconis. This dragon will force a total and complete restructure of the Middle East, which is a Neptunian area. And that's going to restructure the oil industry. Everything that's happening with the oil, the gas price going down, all this was fully predicted a year and a half ago. But again, if you do, you're not familiar with my work, you're going to assume that as just another psychic. No, no, it's a big difference, and you know it, Ted, between Dr. Thierry and the other psychics. In my field, there is no denying the fact when they are on TV, on radio, and printed, and put on all famous networking media, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. Anybody who is curious enough will be very soon realizing that I do have a gift, and I'm sharing it to help people to save their lives.
Fascinating. Well, when you say that by October the oil industry will be restructured, will it be consolidated? Will there be a lot of companies going out of business with the low prices? What do you see, Dr. Thierry?
Well, you know, this energy is demanding a restructure of the entire Middle East.
Okay.
And the restructure usually happens with revolutions and wars. So, as I said, a year and a half ago, 2 years, when I saw this new Draconis coming in October 2015, that will completely change the Middle East, so to speak. Oil is the first thing that came in my mind. But I also mentioned poisoning. Poisoning, a lot of people are going to get poisoned. The pharmaceutical industries are going to be undergoing some serious restructure imposed by these dragons. Let me explain something about the Middle East.
Okay.
The Middle East is a Pisces area. It's a Neptunian area. Neptune, the lord of the seas, the lord of imagination, deception, religion, poisoning. This planet is in charge of the Middle East. This means that there is absolutely no way that you can change the psychical structure of the Middle Eastern people. They do not understand what freedom, what America stands for.
Right.
They are meant to be religious, put it this way, even die for their religion. This is why ISIS doesn't have much problems attracting all these young people to die for their caliphate. And when I mentioned poisoning, I don't know if you read the news, but a hell of a lot of people coming from cruises or God knows what end up poisoning themselves. It's just the beginning of a Neptunian big cloud of deception that are going to stimulate gurus, cults, religion, including the Pope. The Pope is now trying to get all religion combined together, which is, this is totally insane and impossible. In fact, I just wrote an article about it, depicting why it is impossible with 875 different religions killing each other to maintain the throne. So you know, what I'm trying to say, I have so much to say, mm-hmm. and unless you take the time to read my article, and the best mm-hmm. thing to do, of course, is to go to drturi.com, drturi.com, and click on my blog. Mm-hmm. And then you're probably going to be sitting and reading for the next 10 years because mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. a writing machine. I'm gifted in terms of communication, even though that I'm French, mm-hmm. as you know it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, Dr. Turi. Well, I know that Nostradamus predicts that by the 2020s and 2030s that humanity on this planet will enter into 1,000 years of spiritual peace and prosperity, something I believe in. Do you see that as well through your astrological predictions?
Well, no. Nostradamus didn't predict this, my friend. Let me correct you.
Okay.
Nostradamus, like every single prophet, seen the end of the world because the prophets who have a specific gift are not allowed the voice, are not allowed the stage. People like me that are very real, that have proof mm-hmm. that metaphysics and astrology are science and are very real, we don't have any stage.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, in fact, when I was on George Norrie's show on national radio, I told him humanity has 50 years left, and that is if we are lucky. But what I'm trying to tell you is there is only one way to turn things around. Because I believe God did not put us on earth to end up a very suffocating life. The human will is stronger than the stars. And we are children of the universe, which means we are part of the stars. And
true.
We are God, because we have been made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. Being made in the image of God means we have the same power that our Creator. This is why, again, if you go to drturi.com and click on the video called God Cosmic Consciousness, mm-hmm. right there, I think the banner is right there. If you click on God Cosmic Consciousness banner where you see God and into the universe, there is a very short video, and that is the most important message that mm-hmm. humanity must assimilate,
mm-hmm.
change the course of thoughts. In other words, if you take a compass, and this compass, you know, is going to point out north,
mm-hmm.
that is going with Neptune, that is going with the stars, mm-hmm. that is the trillion, the million, the billions of human beings being victimized, you know, people that are psychically responding to their stars without any form of cosmic consciousness
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
misusing or even abusing the super conscious in time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you know it, in no way will the U.S. Department of Education or even science get close to anything that is metaphysical.
That's true.
This is why people like me who have undeniable predictive gifts
mm-hmm.
that can be checked, that are repetitive, which means science can double-check
right.
My work. They are still reluctant to go for it. On top of that, in my own city, in Phoenix, Arizona, there is not a single radio station, not a single journalist, TV and radio host that did not reach with videos that were produced weeks before a very large earthquake, where you see me weeks before giving the exact date of 7.2, 7.3 earthquake, like I just did a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
still, in the name of fear, in the name of their religious or atheist convictions, the truth is not allowed to be passed to society.
Well,
and that is a disaster for humanity.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Turi, and I remember talking about this very topic with you a year ago.
Yep.
That why some of our leaders, so-called leaders, didn't take some of your predictions more seriously, because certainly you've been accurate in the past. You know, it's very interesting. I used to live in India for many years, and there they have universities in which they have separate astrological departments. It's called Vedic astrology in India. And I think, and it's accepted. It's an accepted discipline there. It's metaphysics,
yeah.
but it's accepted as part of the knowledge in India itself.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ted. I received an email from my webmaster, and he says to me, "Dr. Turi, you're going to be shocked." I said,
mm-hmm.
"Why?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Your hits," and I get millions of hits.
Uh-huh.
Your most hits are coming from India.
Really? That's fascinating.
And he was saying to me, it's like you're a baker, but your bread is much better. And of course, mm-hmm. This is the beauty of technology, which allowed Nostradamus 16 divine astrology methodology in my software to be appreciated, so to speak. When you have Vedic astrology, top names, of course, they would not divulge anything because sure. it's against their business, put it this way. But when you start to have these guys being very, very interested in astropsychology, in mm-hmm. astroforensics, mm-hmm. Now you're talking. But let me tell you something else. Do you know that 4 weeks before the attack in Paris, I actually went to the main website of the Police Nationale in France, and mm-hmm. every single day I kept giving them the warning of an imminent terrorist attack.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. In fact, 4 FBI agents. Just Google Dr. Cherie FBI.
Mm-hmm.
4 FBI agents came to my house because they thought I was a sleeping cell. Because how the hell do you know, my friend?
Oh, no, Dr. Cherie.
They're going to be goodness. An attack. And I said, but wait a minute, sirs. Do you know that I also predict 9/11 a full year before it happened?
That's amazing.
Do you know that I predict Katrina? The post-tsunami?
That's amazing.
I have so much reference on the internet. Anything you want to know, anything. For example, there is quite a lot of discussion involving gays. If you Google gay and put Dr. Cherie or Obama Dr. Cherie, mm-hmm. anything, and you put my name behind it, you're going to have more article than you could ever dream of.
Oh,
what
that's
I'm trying
amazing.
To say here, it's getting impossible for atheists, skeptics alike, for the government, which I'm filtrating my 2 websites, by the way, to ignore. And this is why the Dallas, Texas terrorist attack didn't kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because those FBI agents are constantly reading my work. And they are now finally gathering that terrorist attack, like airplane crash or earthquakes or tornado or volcano, mm-hmm. Do not happen every day. They happen under a specific timing. Without a timing, there is nothing that works. Your engine in your car works before
sure.
because of a specific timing. The universe is nothing else than a huge clock, a universal clock. And I decipher the mm-hmm. secret of the cosmic code.
Mm-hmm.
That is due to my UFO experiences, another topic that a lot of people do not believe. But again, you know, just Google Dr. Cherie UFO, mm-hmm. and you're gonna read all the information on how extraterrestrials have downloaded the cosmic code jurisdiction once they in November 11, 1991, above the city of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything about myself is much, much too controversial, much too impossible, much too incredible, but I have the facts in hand.
Well, you're on my program because I love out-of-this-world topics, and you're one of my favorite guests, Dr.
Thank
Turi.
Thank you.
So, but one thing I think we forget in the West, Dr. Turi, and I'm sure you know this history too, that up until the early... the early 1700s, astrology was an integral part of most European educations in the universities across Europe. And
well,
it was, that's what I've heard anyway, but then it changed all with the Scientific Revolution and they took it out.
Well, you know, the work of all the erudite men of the past
mm-hmm.
always involved astrology. In fact, if you Google again Dead Sea Scrolls, Dr. Cherie, you will realize why all religion and why astronomy, which mm-hmm. is a byproduct of astrology,
mm-hmm.
became what they are today
mm-hmm.
just because of astrology. But the Illuminati do not want you to know. You know, knowledge is power, ignorance
sure.
is evil.
Sure. right.
When you have the pharmaceutical industry, for example,
right.
that is being sued billions of dollars every year for you know, serving society with poisonous chemicals,
right.
You understand also that they are making trillions. So who cares if they have to waste some money on the collaterals? You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
it
I understand.
Goes the same. It goes the same, especially with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I have a good friend of mine, and he's police chief, ex-police chief, retired police chief in New York. And I wish all the police officers on the planet could use my software, because that would make a lot of difference for them to come back home or not. So again, you know, if you Google police Dr. Cherry or go to my website and look around it, you'll understand why it's important to bring back the astrology. In fact, I have a page on Facebook. It's called Bring Astrology as a Science. And that got a hell of a lot of hits by all the atheists.
That's
but
neat.
For some reason, all the attacks have subsided, because as soon as I'm attacked, I gave them the option to check a radio or a TV show or my printed prediction, and then, you know, shut them down, making them more curious, which is the essence of ingenuity.
Dr. Turi, would it be correct to say that for people who don't know a thing about astrology, that you are very accurate, and you're accurate because the stars, and we're all part of the universe here on planet Earth.
Right.
And the movements of the stars and the movements of the planets, they do in fact affect us in ways we don't even realize. And it's useful, I think, from your perspective, certainly, to know these planetary movements and how they affect people. And once you can figure that out through your cosmic code, then you can make predictions, which are highly accurate.
Anybody can do it, Ted.
Sure.
You. That's why I have students all over the world. Just look. Have you heard of the word lunatic, moody, and crabby?
I've heard of lunatic.
Do you know, in time of the full moon, all the emergency are going totally off the roof?
Right.
That tells you that the moon is able to move billion tons of water, putting stress on the fault, and why earthquakes happen.
Interesting.
Now, but again, the scientific community would rather die than to deal with Dr. Turing. And even though that we have gave the, you know, the scientific community billions with taxes or donation, to this day, no one but Dr. Turing will give you a very, very trustworthy timing. Now, those people who have sacked your tax and now donations, you know, to these days are still unable to give you neither a time or a location.
Sure.
All I'm trying to do is to get access to this geology scientific community. So instead of saying that I'm a woo-woo, or immediately assume that I am another Mrs. Clear or a psychic, it's honor the word science, for God's sake. Honor the word science and investigate my work. Then you'll soon realize that I have something. So instead of being enemy, we can work together harmoniously and offer society not only the exact timing like I do, but also the location. But that is even though that is my wish, I don't think I'm 65 years old. I've been working all my life to translate the hieroglyph of the universe. So you're talking about a generation. I call them the OCD generation. You want to Google that too. This generation is ill-fitted to deal with intuition, to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness, to dig into the cosmic code jurisdiction. They never heard anything, they never know anything, and the information have been literally taken away from them. In fact, they have been conditioned to immediately reject anything that is spiritual.
Well, I can tell the frustration in your voice, Dr. Turi.
But I think
from my perspective, I think the entire planet is undergoing a wonderful spiritual change, and things are getting better. And as I'm saying that, the light in this studio has lit up again. The spirits are all here, and they're clapping you and applauding you for your work, Dr. Turi, because I know it's hard, but they're telling me now that within 20 years, your work will become mainstream. and it'll be reconnected with science again. It'll become you won't have the problems of acceptance that you're
having
now.
Yeah, but I'll be 6 feet under. Let me tell you something. You know, I love science. Uh-huh. I really love the cosmos. Uh-huh. I love to watch those programs with all these very famous astronomers. And all this is phenomenal. However, common sense, what good does this type of education, while very worthwhile, how good does it serve your own life? If I had my Cosmic Code reality show, oh my God, people would be glued on that TV because I would tell them, be ready for the next earthquake. Be ready for this. Be ready for that. And I will teach them their relationship with the universe. As I told you earlier, we are all children of the universe. We have been made in the image of God. We own the power, the same power than our Creator. But science and religion do not want you to know that. Absolutely not. They would classify me as evil just because I said something. Now, this doesn't mean I don't believe in God or in Jesus, but in reference to Jesus again, the three wise men following the stars, those three kings, they were ETs, astrologers, and they educated Jesus on the cosmic scope of jurisdiction, that's why the 12 signs of the zodiac are the 12 apostles, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 things, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, etc. So the Jesus cosmic ministry has been altered right from the get-go to give birth to the Vatican, to give birth to 875 different religions that produces groups, crazy groups like ISIS, who wants to kill everybody for the caliphate. We are living some very, very interesting time where, you know, nothing is stagnant. You know that life is a constant process of change. I know you know that.
Right.
Now, the same is taking place with this Neptunious religious draconis coming up after October that will be cursing the world for 2 years because humanity is not prepared. But if humanity were prepared psychically and cosmically, this would be the greatest use of this dragon, because the new faith and the new tools of God would become a certain reality where every single religion and every single atheist would be able to understand their own self cosmically and understand others cosmically instead of using their five logical, rational sense and religion.
Yeah.
And separatism will be literally stopped on its own track. And this is where the universal unification would and will take place. I know it will. I'm just building the foundation of things I hope to see before I die.
Well, I think you will, Dr. Turi. And if I may, I just wanted to make a quick station announcement here. That for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here at 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And we have a fascinating interview today with Dr. Louis Turi, one of the best astrologers in France and all of Europe. And he's explaining his methodologies and predictions for the future. Dr. Turi, I was going to ask you, what do you see for humanity over the next 5 years or 10 years, for example?
Well, you know, sad enough, Ted, People have a short memory. Before I'm going to answer that question, I'm going to give you some dates. I'm going to ask you and your audience to get a pen.
All right.
Okay? Because I like to put the green where my mouth is.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
We are still under a explosive, shocking uranic window until the 10th, 11th. Okay. So expect shocking news and even earthquakes. We're not done with that window. Now, write down the 21st and write down the 30th of May.
Okay.
On the 21st, I see thousands of people being forced to relocate. It looks like if it'll be the beginning or the end of a portion of their life because of a natural disaster of very serious magnitude. That's the 21st. Now, remember, I'm giving you the 21st, but this window can be the day before or the day after, after because of the geographical location. You understand that?
Do you see a particular location for that, or you just see this happening?
No.
All right.
That would be too much to give to the world at that point, and I don't want to scare anybody.
Well, I was thinking is if you did see a location, we could certainly warn people to prepare for it. But
yeah,
that's why.
Well, that is again the same old story. You know, we could ask NASA or USGS why they never answered my email, making them aware of a large earthquake before time, and they don't know the location either.
Okay.
So, for that time being, I said America will be touched. That's all I can tell you.
All right.
Okay. I just don't want to scare you people.
It's okay.
On the 30th, this is where the police, again, will make the news. Either the police will kill somebody or being killed by somebody, or maybe there. I see also a terrorist activity during the 30th, again, the 29th or the day after.
Okay.
I'm giving you the most intense energy that can display its power either before or after the date. Okay? The main focus of the energy that produced the 7.2 earthquakes in New Guinea, I gave the date of the 7th. I got it dead on, but I also gave the 8th and the 9th. Today we are the 8th and we still have another day to go.
Well, Dr. Terry, I have to ask you this question. Since you've been accurate before, could we change these predicted dates in a positive way?
Yes.
If I ask my listeners to send love and light about the 21st and the 30th, so that things wouldn't happen in a bad way.
Again, Ted, if you go to drcherry.com,
okay,
click on that little banner, God Cost Me Consciousness, and people can understand what you're saying, and backing you up with that little video.
Okay.
There will be chances, but the chances are non-existing. You know why?
No.
Because we are a drop, not even a drop, in all the oceans. And that's not enough. That's not enough.
Mm.
Knowing the thought do alter the atomic structure of your body, which means you can get cancer or you can kill cancer.
True.
Okay. The same phenomenon is in place in relationship to the human's affair, which are under the jurisdictions of the cosmic code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there is no enough people aware of the superconscious and aware of the cosmic code jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this world is going downhill. In the name of science, in the name of religion, in the name of entertainment, in the name of idiocy, ignorance, greed, and power. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I still think that long-term and medium-term it won't succeed, and the world is, I believe the world's turning around, actually.
I admire you, and trust me, I'm working overtime to make sure people think like we do, because I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm just translating and using the negative energy that is produced by the masses of cosmic and conscious human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that profess to be prophets. Okay, show me the green.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the results.
Sure.
And that's where
sure.
people have to make the difference between Dr. Cherry and those psychic or those famous people. And then work in harmony with all of us. We are a force to be recognized. The purpose of your show, obviously, and purpose of my own existence is to raise people's vibration to God's cosmic divinity.
That's true.
To make them understand that they have much more power than what they think.
That's right, and to make this planet a better and happier place.
Exactly, and that is definitely something that I must be the only prophet in all the prophets of antiquity, including Nostradamus, to refuse that the world is doomed.
Well,
but the fact of the matter is, Nostradamus himself says He says that all these predictions will come to pass because the real prophets are not given a voice. And I believe I'm one of those because I made my point of it since 1991.
Well,
of my worth.
I didn't tell you this earlier, but my psychic abilities have really increased over the past year or so, and I've been able to actually to contact Nostradamus back in his study. He's a busy guy. I don't like to bother him too much, but he has said that about 3 or 4 years ago, our timeline changed to one of a lot of problems and disasters to a much more beneficial spiritual course. Granted, I agree with you, Dr. Turi, that we're going to have, we have challenges ahead of us. But
yeah.
Ultimately, I think we are on track to create a far better and far happier world than the one we have now, my friend.
But one thing you have to be aware, I believe you were born in November, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Neptunus religious draconis mm-hmm. is going to get into your fifth house of mm-hmm. speculations.
Mm.
If you count five from November, you're going to end in Pisces, which is the area where the Neptunus draconis will be active.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
anything to do with Neptunus draconis could, how can I say that to you without upsetting you? Because I know you can handle the truth, Dad. If not, you wouldn't be my friend. It's very important for you to keep your feet on the ground.
Sure.
Because Neptune is very elusive and very deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have celebrity in Hollywood that are starting their own religion. This is just the beginning of a tremendous effect involving mm-hmm. religion. That's why the Pope is trying to bring the world together. He has no sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that cannot be accomplished, at least not at this point, because the lack of education, the lack of understanding of God, cosmic divinity. God is not an entity that's going to send you to hell because you have sins.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's what the church wants you to know, because the people 2,000 years ago were not exactly related to Einstein. They could not think, they couldn't write, they could not do anything. They were not the privileged select of the church to have access to any form of education.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire cosmic wisdom was cast away, and all I'm trying to do is to bring it back to society
mm-hmm.
through my work. And again, I give you some date. You're going to see when those days come to pass, you're going to say, well, Dr. Turi, you hit it again. Nothing new for me. I'm doing it all the time.
Sure, sure. And I guess I would say that if I had that kind of knowledge, and my listeners do have that kind of knowledge from your predictions, I would ask everyone now to send love and light to May 21st and also May 30th, so that if there are some things that are tough times on those dates, that they wouldn't be as bad as they could be, and that that things will turn out better than they're predicted. That's my only request.
And this is mine, but be sure it will happen.
Hmm. Okay.
I give you the keywords, and I will make sure that people know about it on Facebook, mm-hmm. on the Cosmic Code Facebook,
okay.
or Rebirth Astrology as a Science. On my Facebook page, I will mention those dates also.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about education, Ted.
Sure.
It's nothing else. It's all about education. Now, I have a little book called Nostradamus, Dragon Predictions. In fact, I'm going to send you, email you a copy so you can read how this Neptunus dragon is going to get to you personally.
Okay.
In the fifth house of speculation, love, and romance, and creativity. So that's going to propel you to go, and you're going to be attracting a lot of Neptunians, a lot of Neptunians, much more than you ever did in your life. And you need to recognize what is a Neptunian so that you stay grounded, so to speak, in your mission mm-hmm. to bring love and light and pure wisdom to the world, including the essence of Christ and Jesus and God. We're working in the same area here. So once you get this little booklet, it's $15. You can get it from my website. It doesn't
okay.
matter what month you were born. This dragon is going to get to you in a very specific house and will change your life. It will change
mm-hmm.
your perception.
Mm-hmm.
But because Neptune is poisonous, is deceptive, because Neptune is Neptune rules jail, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, temple, religion,
mm-hmm.
poisoning, the chemistry, the oceans, the shipping industry. Look how many cruiser people that took their cruisers end up coming back poisoned. This is going to get worse. It's going to force the entire industry to restructure. And then, again, if you type Dr. Thierry predictions, or if you go to my website, you can read the public prediction, not those for my VIPs. In order to really get the goodies and have me to guide you every month at a personal level, at a universal level, and teach you the Cosmic Cut secret, you have to become a VIP.
Well, let me just say that certainly the information you give people is very valuable. And I think you're right. Knowledge is power, Dr. Thierry. And certainly if people are aware of these things, possible things happening in the future, they can prepare. And instead of and send love and light to those specific dates, and certainly to times which people have tough, so things aren't as bad as they don't turn out as bad as they could be. In other words, so,
oh no, now yeah. as I said, you do have people out there that have position of power,
right?
And then you're talking about Kim Jong, North Korea. You're talking about people in the Middle East.
Right.
You're talking about some of those groups trying to get the nukes, and these Neptunus Draconis, if, God forbid, they get these nukes, they will use it. So you still have to be rational and practical, because this energy is going to infiltrate the psyche of billions of human beings which are totally unconscious, and the result could be, you know, the vision of all the prophets of the past.
Right.
And I'm fighting with you and so many light workers out there to avoid this tragedy. And but you know, as I said, we are a drop on the ocean, and the hell of a lot of work needs to be done before. I mean, if I was, let's say, on national TV or having my own Cosmic Code TV show, I would be able to change the universal current from negative, from pessimistic, from destructive, expecting God's wrath. I would be able to turn that current by on a daily basis by educating people not to misuse the superconscious, to have more faith,
sure,
to educate themselves, to understand God as He really is and speaks through the signs.
Well,
but this is not the case, Ted.
Well,
we have a hell of a lot of work to do, my friend.
Well, the purpose of my program is to raise consciousness, and I think that with everyone's help, we can do that and make this planet a far better and far happier place. Also, too, I think the true nature of humanity, of each human being on this planet, is to be positive and benevolent. And sure, we got challenges out there. We've always had challenges. But I do believe the tide is turning to the benevolent forces, and I still see our futures very bright. And like I said, I appreciate you so much for your predictions for the 21st and the 30th. And hopefully with these kinds of dates in mind and what you've talked about, that people can send love and light to these events and prepare in a good way so that things don't turn out as bad as they could be.
Another thing, Ted,
yeah,
that I think I'd like to mention to you, you have the universal dragon that produces all these nasty things.
Right.
The best way to actually reach the superconscious is to make your prayer just before you go to bed.
Oh, okay.
That's when you have the most intensive power, when you're very tired, so you're not in this physical world anymore. You are ready to go into a Neptune world.
Sure.
Neptune rules the superconscious. Neptune rules anything that is mystical. So if you generate your prayer just before you go to bed, the intensity of your prayer will be much more powerful. So that's the timing that is needed to do that.
Okay.
Another thing, you could be in the middle of an earthquake or a tsunami and still escape with your life.
Sure,
That's why I develop something called Cosmic Biorhythm. It has nothing to do with the biorhythm that has been popularized over the years. It's my latest astrological discovery. And each time there is a celebrity that suffer a demise, untimely death, I have access to the date of birth of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I check their UCI, or their unique celestial identity, and each time they are under their own personal negative cosmic biorhythm.
Well, let's say this. Let's say you have a couple come into your office and they ask for a joint reading. And to ask a silly question, the astrological sign does determine their compatibility and how well they get along. Does that have you seen that happen, Dr. Turi, through your research?
Yes. Okay. If you vibrate at my speed, which you do, because mm-hmm. you're a Scorpio and I am a Pisces, we're both water sign, mm-hmm. we will be able to delegate. However, if you have you have 12 different positions of Mercury. Mercury is the messengers of the god in Greek mythology. Mercury rules the communication gift. Mm-hmm. Mine is dignified in the world of Aquarius. That's why I'm doing what I do. I was set, gifted by God to dwell with the cosmic code and attract mm-hmm. UFO. That's mm-hmm. my atomic energy. But if your Mercury, let's say you have a Mercury in Pisces, so you're going to be psychic, you're going to be spiritual, you're going to be a Michael Jackson, you're going to be gifted with music, acting, dancing, photography. But if your Mercury is in Capricorn, you're going to laugh at all that. You won't be gifted, but you'll be gifted in mathematics, you'll be gifted in astronomy, you'll be gifted in politics. So you have 12 different positions of Mercury to consider when you deal with somebody.
Interesting.
Now, you also have 12 different ways to love. Mm-hmm. In fact, men are from Mars, Venus, women are from Venus. John Gray is a student of mine, but he has never, he took my course, he had reading with me, he bought all my books, but I can't, when I asked him to endorse me for a TV show, he turned me down.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
no.
I mean, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed what's going on.
Well, you're welcome to have back on my show anytime, Dr. Turi.
You bet. Thank you very much.
So, worry about
like,
that.
You know, like Dr. Laura, many, many years ago, I was on KSDO in San Diego, and I was doing a phenomenal show mm-hmm. until she complained that I was not a doctor. She complained that I was evil, and then she took over my show, and she became Dr. Laura.
Oh, isn't that funny?
You'd be amazed when people do not know. I've been around for a long time, Ted.
Well, I'm a Scorpio. I was born on November 2nd. Can you tell me a little bit about my sign?
Well, your lesson is to die and rebirth. You have a stinger, though. Mm-hmm. The stinger is negativity, jealousy, resentment, the past, the lizard, the scorpion. You have to kill the scorpion, and God will make sure you die and rebirth in many, many emotional situations, partnerships, mm-hmm. career-wise, etc., mm-hmm. so that you can reach the eagle. Scorpio is the only sign that will turn into the eagle. And if you count to 10 from November, you're going to end up in August, which means God has blessed you to have a stage. You become a Leo in your career. And Leo is love and light. And you will attract very famous people in your life that will propel you in your career. Leo is also the opposite of Aquarius that could lead you to Japan or to Asia. So, you know, there is nothing guessing in astro psychology or astro forensic. As I said, I know your chart very well, even though that I don't know the specific. All I'm telling you is just by knowing that you're a Scorpio. If I had your chart in front of me, I would probably know more than what you know, even your mother. But, you know, that's why the churches and the Illuminati took that wisdom away from us so that they can control the information. That's too important to give it to us. So they took it away. And my mission is to bring it back.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Japan because I'll be flying to Japan 1 week from today, my friend, to give a series of seminars there.
So. Well, it's wonderful, wonderful. Just realize that when you go public, you have to follow the moon fluctuations and you have to be aware of your personal cosmic biorhythm for the full impact of what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a president or a CEO of a large corporation traveling and doing all sorts of things. I mean, you can see the people that are false prophets, like mm-hmm. in Sedona. This guy brought a bunch of people in Sedona, and they all died. He brought them on the waning moon, and gathering people after the full moon is like you know, going to anywhere and don't expect a stampede when you have millions of people. Mm. So, you know, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. When you're cosmic conscious, it allows you to auto-analyze yourself correctly, mm-hmm. to see what's ahead of you, to understand people to such a level that it's impossible for you to be negative to their reaction or their behavior with you. That's why, as I said, love alone will never suffice to bring peace to this world. You got to bring a good dose of it, of cosmic education, to make this possible.
Well, Dr. Terry, if people want, I know there's going to be asking, my listeners are going to be asking, where do they find out more? Do they just go to your website, www.drterry?
Go to drterry.com. It's a big, huge website.
Okay.
And then, again, if you want me to take care of you properly, professionally, and read the forecast, the guidance, and everything else that the public don't have access to, then you have to become a cosmic coder. In fact, this is what I'm going to do for you, Ted, for your audience. Normally, joining the cosmic code is $100 per year. I'm offering a $50 deal for a year, half a price.
Oh,
all they have to do is to mention Ted. And then this deal is starting now.
Okay.
And we'll stop, of course, I'm going to give 48 hours.
Okay. That's great. That's wonderful.
And then are you a cosmic coder, Ted, by the way? Are you into that specific private website of mine?
Yes, I am. But frankly, to be honest with you, I've been so busy.
I understand. But it may be a good idea to go to the cosmic coder only sometimes.
Okay.
And then read about the universal cosmic biorhythm, just for the sake of it.
Okay.
But we are going to definitely email you the Nostradamus dragon forecast, so you'll know exactly what this dragon is going to do to you after October for a year and a half or 2 years. And it's going to be pretty interesting for you to check that, and in 2 years from now, you'll talk to me again.
Well, I'll probably talk to you later this year, Dr. Terry, and I'd love to have you back on.
Well, anytime, Ted, you know, I'm here for you. My case, this tail of the dragon is right in my second house of money. And you know when you're successful and you have a hammer, you have a Mercedes, you have a Corvette, you have a big boat,
right?
You have a big house, people start to get jealous.
Right.
Some of my enemies reported me to the IRS.
Oh,
and a year and a half ago, I said to my wife, "I don't know, honey, but we're going to have some problems with the bank." And the next thing you know, the IRS took $100,000+ away from me.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm being very honest, you know me. So
sure.
I was prepared. I was prepared for this nasty happening here in the name of enviousness and jealousy.
Right.
But it's all done. I paid the IRS. You know, during those days, you could do whatever you want. They didn't they didn't check your credit card. They didn't check your transaction. It was easy to get all sorts of cash. And I did what I did, and that was against the law, and I paid a price, and so be it.
Well,
but I was prepared.
Sure, sure.
And I'm back together now. Fine.
Sure. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're back on track. And
yes.
We've got a couple of minutes left, and for my many listeners around the world and in the Seattle area, you're listening to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting on KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. We're having a fascinating interview with Dr. Lewis Turry. And I wanted to tell you, too, everyone, that in August or September, I will be doing a field expedition, probably late September, to some crop circles, which always appear in eastern Washington, outside Spokane, Washington. And I've been told that the crop circles are from my friends in the Galactic Alliance. So I will be getting that together, and I'll be having the details on the website in the next couple of weeks. It's not there yet, and I will be announcing it on the radio.
Ted, may I say something real fast?
Sure.
Okay, extraterrestrial integrating our dense physical world during specific cosmic winds.
Okay.
So if you right now, for example, we are under that energy of shocking surprise, UFO, earthquake, shocking news. So this is the time to use to connect with extraterrestrial. So if you have those dates, or if you're planning to have dates, I'd be more than happy to give you those windows to definitely attract that energy in your trip.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Turry.
Well, you're surely welcome, Ted.
Thank you, my friend. Well, we'll talk off air so I can coordinate with you about the
best
dates for that. And I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Dr. Turry. We've got about 30 seconds left, my friend, and I want you to wrap up the program, please.
Well, basically, you know, I want you to remember and to repeat in your mind every single night before you go to bed, the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. God did not put human on earth to end a very suffocating life. We will change and turn things around with time.
I agree with you totally, and it's always good to think positively. Take care, my friends. We'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.